We get closer and closer to the buffaloes when a loud thundering of trampling hoofs sounds behind us. Looking over our shoulders, there in plain sight appears another herd tearing down on our rear. For nearly a mile in width, there stretches a line of angry faces, a rolling surf of wind-blown hair, a row of quivering lights, burning with a reddish-brown hue, the eyes of the infuriated animals. Should our horses stumble, our fate will be sealed. It is certain death to be caught in the herd. So it is, to turn back. In an instant we should be trampled and gored to death. Our only hope is to ride steadily in the line of the stampede, till we can break out through the side of the herd. Yet the hope of doing so is but small. On we rush, rapidly as before, when suddenly, to our great satisfaction, the herd before us divides into two columns to pass around a low hill in front. On we go, pushing our horses up the height. We reach the summit, the horses panting fearfully, the moisture trickling in streams from their sides.